In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, it is the 17th day of May. Great, as always, to have you along, everybody. Another day, another economic indicator, one that we have on this very radio program declared dead on more than one occasion. Regular listeners will know that I'm talking here about inflation, something called the Consumer Price Index, which the Labor Department told us this morning went up last month by a completely underwhelming 0.4%. Now, yes, that was the biggest month-over-month increase in 3 years, but the devil, as it so often is with these indicators, is in the details. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has them.
The first thing to note, asterisk number one, is that a big sounding increase, it's relative. Inflation is still low, says Zachary Carabel. He's head of global strategies at Envestnet, a financial services firm.
The problem of things being incredibly low is that any change, however minimal, will look big. If you have a dollar and you suddenly get $2, you've can say statistically that your money has increased by 100%.
Michelle Girard, chief U.S. economist at RBS, says thanks to the strong dollar, cheap imports, prices for some goods even decreased.
Both new and used car prices were weak and apparel prices were weak.
But on the other hand, in services,
we saw increases in rent and airfares and other services like education and recreation.
And the really, really big factor driving that headline 0.4% increase last month, energy prices. Gas up 8%. Ann Owen is econ professor at Hamilton College.
When you look at the trend of energy prices in the last few months, they are increasing, but still they're less than they were a year ago.
There's asterisk two. Energy prices are boosting inflation in the short term, but not in the longer view. And asterisk number three is that lots of economists and policymakers will ignore energy prices when looking at inflation because they just fluctuate too much. The data is too noisy. And that makes the inflation number they're looking at even lower. Seeing stars, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.